to that. Now, in the bill itself, and I'm not an attorney, but I'm hoping someone could explain to me, and I'm sure there are many of you here that can, what is a Class F felon?
Staff, could you explain what a Class F felony, and perhaps it's helpful to know what else falls in a Class F felony?
I could, Madam Chair, ask you to call on John Madler from the Sentencing Commission. He is an in-house expert that we are lucky to have.
Mr. Madsen, you'll stand up and again further identify yourself.
I ask John Madler, I'm staff with the Sentencing Commission. Now, Class F felonies, just to give you an idea, some examples, involuntary manslaughter is in there, assault inflicting serious bodily injury, assault with a deadly weapon on a government officer or employee. Just some of those examples, what would be a Class F felony?
I would assume in this bill, as you're looking at masturbation now, is a Class F felony. I'd help a lot of people in this room if that's the case, I can tell you.
And I don't think it automatically makes it a felony, but I will be happy to have it. All right, let me sort of regain control of this. That may not be the appropriate question for him. I was going to ask him if it falls within a proper sentencing range.
Okay. The Sentencing Commission does have a statutory duty to review proposed legislation to see just if they're consistent with the classification. Actually, we are meeting tomorrow to review all of these proposed bills, so the Commission has not weighed in on it yet.
Thank you. Now, does anyone else have a question of this speaker before we move on?
Yes.
What is your question, Representative Tyler?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Somebody out on the street, just a regular guy or gal or whatever the case might be, who was caught by a law enforcement officer in an alley, self-gratifying himself or herself, what would be the charge? I would presume it's probably indecent exposure or something like that. Is that?
Because I'm an attorney and because we've dealt with some of this, I'll be happy to answer. It depends on the intent. If you're simply exposing yourself, then that's a misdemeanor. If you are exposing yourself for sexual gratification, ergo the masturbation occurring, then it does become a felony. I'm going to defer to staff because I may be wrong.
For context, it says if a prisoner spits on a guard, it is a Class F felony. That law is being expanded to include masturbating in front of. So that gives you a little bit of context as far as it's not a complete recreation of the wheel. It is an expansion of an already existing class of film.
Hello. Thank you for letting me speak. My name is Patricia Moore. I just retired as a lieutenant from Pamlico Correction. And every day that I went to work, I was sexually assaulted by an offender. They are called offenders now instead of inmates. And I'm going to give you an example. You probably won't like what I have to say, but this is what I dealt with every day. I would go to work, and I would do my rounds, even being a lieutenant. And you have people that do masturbate, but you have ones that go beyond that. And they want to make you think that they have power and control over you. So you're doing your rounds, and you walk past the room, and you look in, and there is an offender standing on his bed, masturbating right at you.
The amendment. All right. Representative Meyer, you are recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Essentially what it does is it eliminates, in the current bill, it eliminates item number II, just the masturbation clause, but it leaves in the exposure of genitalia clause.
Representative Steinberg on the amendment.
Yes, I'm going to speak in favor of Representative Meyer's amendment. I think they have urges like the rest of us have, or used to. And so I think there could be, some unintended consequences here. I am going to enthusiastically support Representative Meyer's amendment.
as part of the Black Men's State Employees Association of North Carolina, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak. Well, yes, everybody's got a right to their masturbation, but my goodness, I've heard more concern over people's right to their masturbation than I have over officers like Dan Moore having a right to go to work without somebody weaponizing their masturbation and trying to constantly make a statement that they are entitled to, not the officers, but taking somebody's respect and dignity and all but sexually assaulting them is just as serious as taking their stuff to us. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today. We would urge you not to pass an amendment that takes out masturbation.
I'm Kenneth Flass, Director of Prisons. Thank you, Senator Davis and Senator Bowles, Representative Bowles and Davis, for bringing this to the forefront for our staff. This came from our staff. No other profession does a woman have to go to work and watch a man expose his penis. No other profession. And all correction officers are asking is to be treated like any other profession. I would challenge the part in reference to consecutive. That is the only tool we have, is that they have a chance of staying in prisons. We don't have another tool at our disposal. You want to charge prisons? Give us another tool. This committee demanded us to ask for something that would help our staff. This would help our staff feel safe. This would be part of the culture change of taking back our prison.
I would just like to say, when the committee considers the amendment, to please take into consideration the fact that the reason that the language was put in there is to try to give it more teeth and more oomph, so that someone would realize that if they were caught doing this and convicted, they would have a more increased sentence, and that would hopefully serve as a deterrent. Y'all just consider that when you decide what to do about the amendment.
Mr. Burke, will you call the roll? Representative
Farmer Butterfield.
Yes.
Representative Howard.
No.
Representative McNeil.
No.
Representative Meyer.
Aye.
Representative Steinberg.
Yes.
Representative Turner.
No.
Representative Davis.
No.
Representative Stevens.
No.